Can you tell us a little bit about your case and what makes it special?
SNCF Odebranding program is a very unique one, and for many reasons. Of course, the job we've done, this piece of music is now the most popular one here in France. Last year, SNCF has decided to measure the impact of this music and the way it creates value for the brand. We discovered that this music has more than 90% of awareness. Precisely, 94% of the people in France can recognize SNCF through this sound. Most of all, a research done some months ago showed that this very bizarre sound is a powerful link between SNCF and its customers in such a unique way that they say that it's the most important element in the brand territory, more than the visual identity. There is a famous TV show called Le Petit Journal that we could translate like the small news show. And every time they talk about SNCF, and they often talk about SNCF, they do not say SNCF anymore. They do not tell the brand name. They play the musical signature. I would also add that for many European brand managers, this music shows how powerful can be a professional approach in terms of audio branding. We have a very coherent and complete system that allows SNCF to have a specific sound and a musical answer to the different needs for every communication circumstances. Every day, 45 million people can hear that. And for many people coming to France, it's the sound of France.
Tell me about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
Well, my background is very simple to present because first, I am a musician. I started when I was 9. Then I started composing. But when I was 16, my parents wanted me to be a good guy, a serious guy. So I had business school, and one of the most famous here called EDEC, graduate school. And when I ended up by graduating, I founded Sixième Son. I was 23 then, and now I'm 40. It's been a long time now. So for people here, I'm a musician, a producer, but most of all, a brand expert.
Can you tell me a little bit about your company and your position in particular?
I founded Sixième Son 17 years ago. I can say that we had a leading and pioneer approach. When I started to talk about audio branding, people were looking at me as if I was a dreamer or a stupid guy. But now we're lucky guys. We travel around the world to work for maybe among the most interesting brands. Sixième Son is a team of around 20 persons, full-time employed for delivering high-level solution. I think that people see us as a very particular agency. It's funny to see how a small company like we are works for the boards of such huge companies. We're lucky because we're working worldwide for Coca-Cola or Samsung. We're working for luxury brands like Cartier or industrial brands or finance and banking ones like AXA or airlines companies in Morocco, for example, like we do for Royal Air Maroc. We get from all this very strong experience, and I think that all those experiences are improving what I think is rather unique expertise. And my job at Sixième Son, my job is the job of a manager, a designer, a producer, but most of all, I'm a brand expert whose solutions and recommendations are about sound and music. It's my language and it's my tool.
What are your thoughts on audio branding in general?
I really believe in audio branding. The more I travel, the more I think that audio branding can be very successful, but only if very high standard consultancy is delivered, which is not always the case. Around the world, many people are talking about music, talking about sound, but what kind of added value most of those people are delivering? If we want to have budgets, if we want to have something that we deserve, if we want to help brands get solutions that really make a difference, I think that we have to have high standards. Audio branding people will make it if they invest, if they take risks, if they improve their expertise and broadly gain value in terms of experience. That's what we're trying to do at CCM Soon. For example, every year we are investing 10 to 15% of our income for internship research and production tools. We all have to prove that audio branding is worth it.
How do you feel about the Audio Branding Congress? And what do you think people will take away from it?
Our fate is linked. I mean that if brands have examples of big success stories, they will invest and be more confident in the way we can manage their brand. Otherwise, audio branding will remain a small business for some happy few. And I think it's not what we can dream of. To date, there is no real competition between the major experts worldwide. It means that we have more interest helping each other than not. And it's the good moment to do so. Many brands are hoping to find solutions through audio branding. We should not disappoint them. Soon they will make an opinion about what our business really worth for them. And I think that the Audio Branding Academy Congress is an opportunity to build a real, trustworthy audio branding business.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, Man Made Music.